time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And this week, Dr. George Sacchichini is joining us from Beaufort, South Carolina. Dr. Sacchichini, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here on.
Oh, great to have you. And how did it come to be that you are on the Piano Puzzler today?
Well, I happened to impress my girlfriend when she would watch me listen to this program and hear the Piano Puzzler and get it right. And she was just so impressed. And she knew how much I enjoy it and how much it means to me. She emailed you.
Yes, she did.
And
yes, she did.
She suggested that this happen.
Yes, she did. We got her email, and we roped you into this.
Yes.
So how do you feel about this?
It's like an honor because, I mean, I'm in such vaulted company. I mean, usually you have, you know, musicians, lifelong musicians and teachers, and here I am, basically a guy who just loves classical music.
Well, let's try it. Let's see how it goes, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, and if you happen to get stuck on either the composer or the name of the tune, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Okay. I almost couldn't get through the end of that. I'm laughing to myself here. So it's hard. You can't tell. It's not video.
So what do you think? What did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
Well, the tune, I think, is Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
It is.
Yeah.
And the composer sort of reminds me of Liszt's, Hungarian Rhapsodies.
The Hungarian Rhapsodies by Franz Liszt. That's a good guess.
But I don't think he wrote that piece that you used.
No, but actually, you're right smack in the right time period, and this Liszt knew this person. So you're really close with that concept.
I mean, ba, 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 da, da, da,
yeah, that's right.
Da, da,
you know it. You
oh
know
my gosh, I know that piece.
That's right.
And that piece, actually, I think, is somebody's Hungarian, like, dance?
Yes. That is Hungarian dance, right?
Yeah, it's a Hungarian dance by Brahms, although Brahms actually borrowed most of his Hungarian dances from gypsy composers and gypsy tunes that he heard.
The strange thing is that the tunes were mostly by Hungarian aristocrats, but they were played in the gypsy style by gypsies. So what you get is a lot of confusion. Now, this is Hungarian dance number 5, and basically the tune you heard, you know, this, that whole Hungarian dance number 5 by Brahms is actually a tune by Bela Kalar. But the arrangement by Brahms is what I took without the tune, and I put Old MacDonald in instead of the tune that's usually there.
So it's Old MacDonald Had a Farm in the style of the Hungarian dance, which purports to be by Johannes Brahms.
Yes.
Could we hear this one more time?
I'll try.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Old MacDonald had a very Hungarian farm.
That, Fred, what it says on my music here is Old MacDonald's Hungarian Farm.
I don't usually
mention the titles, but I do put them on for my own amusement.
Wow. Well, one of the most intricate of puzzlers and one of the most entertaining, I have to say as well. Very hard not to laugh out loud while you were playing that,
yeah,
Bruce.
I have trouble because I keep feeling like Bugs Bunny when I play.
Well, Dr. George Sacchini, well done. You named the tune and you knew what else was going on there, even without all the convolutions that Bruce was talking about, because you could sing it.
Yes, well, thank you. This has been great fun. Just fabulous.
Well, great to have you. And for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Can't wait to have that. I'll probably frame it.
What's your public radio station?
Actually, in Beaufort, South Carolina, I'm kind of between Charleston and Savannah, Georgia, so I listen to both WSCI out of Charleston and WSVH out of Savannah and support them both.
Ah, so you hear South Carolina ETV Radio and Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Yes, yes I do.
Dr. George Sacchini, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you, Fred.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.